Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Kitchen Garden magazine offers down-to-earth advice to make sure you get the tastiest produce from your plot. Packed with hints and tips on growing your own fruit and veg, it's perfect for beginners and experts alike.
We have a very special subscription offer for our podcast listeners. Get the printed magazine and free seeds delivered to your door, an interactive digital version for tablets and smartphones, access to a 10-year back issue archive, and exclusive content on the KG Subs Club website.
And all this could be yours for just £4.99 a month, an absolute bargain. Go to www.classicmagazines.co.uk/KG264 for all the details.
Hello and welcome to episode 33 of the Kitchen Garden podcast, and I'm here with the rest of the team. My name's Steve, and I'm here with Emma.
Hello.
And Tony.
Hiya.
And we're just going to have a quick look through the magazine, which is in the shops now, which is the April issue, in the shops and on your tablets. As usual, packed issue. One of the first things I wanted to mention was the Mudketeers pages. We've got a little challenge for you. We've been planting some potatoes in bags. I'm planting in a proper potato bag. I think, Tony, yours is a bit flasher than that, isn't it?
Yes, I've got a green interwoven fabric.
It's a proper potato bag,
it's isn't it? Proper. It's a bit bigger, actually, than yours, Steve. But
say no more.
And mine's a compost bag. Thanks a lot, guys. I think the idea is we plant only one potato tuber in each container and see which one does the best.
Yeah.
And we're trying to encourage people to grow just one tuber in any container they like. It could be a small pot or a massive pot. Yeah. And we want to see what happens, really, don't we?
We've planted a Charlotte, but you can choose any variety you want.
Yeah, earlies might be best, but whatever you fancy, whatever you've got,
Love to know how you get on. It's a little bit of a trial. Because there has been talk that if in a small container, you can get just as many potatoes as a big container.
Do you plant one potato with one tuber, or do you put three in?
I'm going to stick with one in my potato bag.
We should have one and then see how they do in the different containers.
So there's that little challenge for you as well. Do let us know how you get on. Got a nice feature on dahlias here as well. Trying to add a bit of colour to the garden. Might seem strange us talking about flowers, but
they look nice great on an allotment, don't they?
They do.
On borders.
You can squeeze one in somewhere at the end of a row.
Grow them from seed if you know. You don't always have to spend more money on tubers. You can grow them from seed and they will flower in the same year.
You can treat them as annuals then, I suppose, can't you? If you haven't got anywhere to overwinter them or whatever. Not to worry about
A big splash of colour from your plot. They're lovely. And pretty easy, aren't they? And they'll go on for a long time, aren't they, until the frosts come.
I lift mine once they've been frosted in the autumn, and then I just put them in bags of damp compost and put them in under the greenhouse bench. and leave them there till April and then plant them out again.
Mm.
It's quite easy.
Because you can eat them as well, can't you?
Yeah.
In theory, I'm not entirely
sure. I've tried it, actually. There probably are better things, but you can buy varieties that are for eating.
Yes, you can. I don't know. Mm. I've never tasted them. But
I've not tried a tube of them.
I think you'd have to be pretty hungry, really.
I think you would. Anyone listening to this has tried them, do let us know how you got on with those.
Something else a bit unusual is we've got a little feature on growing tea.
Oh, that's
right,
yeah.
You can actually grow tea in this country.
Mm.
It likes a sort of mild, soggy winter. Well, we get
plenty of those.
Again, cool, damp summers. We'll get plenty of those.
Should be ideal, shouldn't it, really?
Yeah. Actually, some parts of the UK are probably a bit too cold for it, but the ideal places are probably places like Cornwall, west coast, up in Scotland, where the Gulf Stream affects it, that's a bit more milder.
You pick the leaves and then I suppose you dry them.
Yeah, you pick the very young, it's the tips of the bush.
Oh, really? Yeah,
and it's a camellia. It's a camellia family. So it's a camellia. So it likes quite acidic conditions as well, because camellias like acidic soil. And you can just dry
and
the leaves.
Grow them in pots or outside.
Yeah, if you haven't got the acid soil, you could do that, couldn't you?
Lime-free
compost
in a pot. I mean, there are people that are growing quite a few of them and actually producing tea for commercially on a very small scale.
We'd have to grow an awful lot for us, wouldn't we, on the plot, really?
Growing in sufficient quantities, I suppose. But it'd be a good experiment,
just,
wouldn't
just
it?
For a taste, bit just of, for yeah. a taste. Just for a taste of tea of your own homegrown, it is possible to do.
Yeah.
It's quite interesting.
Don't worry, you buy the bags so you can put them in the bags.
Yes. I don't think you'd make enough to even warrant buying them.
Just stick to a strainer, then.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me you've been talking about.
Yeah, last year, I mean, we love salads, I'm sure you two do as well, and, trying to bring variety and colour to your salad bowl. I mean, last year I took a Japanese theme, I thought, and just tried lots of different salad leaves with an oriental background. And I didn't grow them in masses of them, little pots, and used the mealies of cut and come again. And so there was one Komatsuna, which is a kind of mustard stroke spinach hybrid, which was
quite strong flavour.
Yes, not overly strong, not as strong as probably the mustards that you get. Mm. And grew some of those, and they're lovely, the mustards, aren't they? Especially those frilly ones, red frilly.
Look at the red one, the really pretty colour.
Yeah, and they look great in salads. And there was a couple of others that I'd not grown before. Obviously, there was Mitsuna, which perhaps people are familiar with, but there was something called Tokyo Bacana, which is actually a cabbage.
Never tried that one.
But, mix them all together in a salad and they're lovely.
No, that's the nice thing, you get a variety, don't you? I mean, you know, you go to the supermarket, you can get the pillar packs, but you've got such a greater variety if you grow your own.
Yeah, and virtually all year round, especially undercover as well. Mm. Yeah, lovely. I mean, it makes a real difference to salads. It makes them interesting as opposed to the leafy lettuce that we probably had as children.
Lettuce and cucumber, that's it. No, very good. I should be trying some of those. And then I've been writing about asparagus this month because it's a good time to be planting it. Nice long-term crops. You sort of put it in and forget it almost, really. So that's always good.
Well, probably don't. Stop picking it for 3 years, do you? Really?
That's the only thing. Yeah, you've got to buy the crowns, which look a bit like big spiders, really.
They're fascinating.
Long roots.
To look at, aren't they?
They are, yeah.
The actual crowns.
Well, you need to get sort of like 2-year-old crowns, don't you? And then you can perhaps pick in the second year.
Yeah.
If you buy 1-year-old crowns, maybe you need them to leave it a couple of years before
couple
you
of years,
pick.
Yeah.
You might be able to pick the odd spear, but.
I even grew some. I did grow some from seed once, but they took a good 3 years to. Before you were picking anything, so it's worth paying for the crowns, I think.
Yeah,
balance.
I've put some in 2 years ago and coming up to 3 now, but I didn't really get anything off it last year. So hopefully this year there'll be a little bit. Interesting sort of little plants, aren't they?
Oh, they are, yeah. No, they're great to grow. They look really nice when you leave them because you stop cutting sort of end of June, July time and just let them grow and they get what they call the ferns on the top. Mm. And they're really quite nice, nice and ornamental.
Yeah.
You can plant them in the borders, really, if you've only got room for one or two.
Yeah.
could just about get away with growing them in a tub as well, I suppose. Mm. But better in the ground, probably. The only thing I find is I have to watch the slugs, because they do nibble the shoots as they're coming through the through the ground sometimes. But apart from that, really quite easy. Mm. Some nice offers as well in the on the asparagus crowns in the magazine this month.
And we've also got a feature on, which is very topical at the moment, reducing plastic use in the garden.
Yes.
Because, of course, you do tend to get a lot of plastic, what with plastic pots.
Yeah, and, polythene.
Polythene and crop covers. I mean, you can't ever really avoid it. I mean, you can't avoid it completely, can you? Because, I mean, you need crop covers and they're going to be made of plastic.
Yeah. I suppose for us it's about recycling it, isn't it? And using
it
again
and
again.
Yeah, I think gardeners are really good at recycling. And, you know, using old yoghurt pots and things for planting and stuff. And pots, plastic pots, you get those, but you just keep using them over and over again. You don't ever have to throw them out, do you?
Soft drink bowls are fantastic, aren't they?
Yeah. You know,
for all sorts of protection of your plants as they're coming up.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, I think gardeners are probably quite good at, you know, not using too much plastic.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. I think we've all become a lot more conscious of it as well, haven't we? With, you know, watching Blue Planet and things like that. Seeing how devastating it is to to wildlife. Yeah.
I mean, it's little tips like, I mean, buying fertilisers. You can buy fertilisers in plastic bottles, but you can get an awful lot in cardboard. Or grow, or make your own. Sort of grow your own. It's really good.
No, lots of ways. I've noticed as well, actually, in the shops that a lot of the pots and things are recycled plastic as well now. So obviously the manufacturers are taking it on board too.
You can get bamboo, cotton bamboo pots now, and you get coir pots. And of course you can make your own out of newspaper. Just roll some newspaper up.
We did a feature a while back on gloves, and one of the gloves was a pair of gloves was made from bamboo.
Yes, I remember those.
Biodegradable eventually if you threw them away.
Amazing, isn't it? In the compost. Very good. And just sort of finally to mention, we've got a really nice feature on peas as well this month by Rob Smith. So he's shown you all kinds of peas, really. So not just your ordinary podding peas, but Monge 2s and all those sorts of things. So, do check that out as well, because it's prime time for sowing those too this month. It's
surprising how many different sorts you can get. You can get really dwarf ones, can't you? You can grow very small pots.
Yeah, yeah. We've got one really here called Half Pint, which is ideal for the patio.
Yeah, nice colours as well. Like, it's got this spring blush, which looks very attractive.
Oh, stunning, yeah. With the little, the pods are sort of flushed pink.
They are. They're nice.
It's really pretty.
Yeah, that's great. So, well, that's just a sort of small sample of what we've got in the magazine this month. So do have a look and hope you enjoy it. And also, while you're there, do visit our forum. We've got a very lively forum. And if you've got any questions, queries on gardening, or if you just want to talk to other like-minded gardeners, do visit our forum, which you can get to from the website, which is www.kitchengarden.co.uk.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.